Hello, friends.
I'm Taylor.
And I'm Brittany. Today, we kind of have a fun mini-series that we're going to do. We're going to dive into a few different things where expectations versus reality. And so we've picked a couple different categories. We're going to dive into things about parenthood, adulthood, friendships, and what was our other one? Oh, marriage, of
relationship. Marriage.
Yeah. So... Yes. These, I think they'll be fun. Hopefully help you guys to kind of realize that if your reality is not matching what your, you know, Prince Charming hopes and dreams were, that's okay. That is normal. So
yeah. I think it's been interesting. Yeah. Like, I think this subject kind of came up because, I don't know, just a few different things lately, like clients, you know, the subjects we've been talking about, but also, like my kids and watching a bunch of Disney things. And I was like remembering like my thoughts as a kid and like experiencing like watching those shows too. And what I thought my future would be. And I was like, interesting, you know, it's just interesting. It's not bad. It's just an interesting like dynamic of looking back and having littles and looking forward and dealing with teens. And like everybody's in the zone of like potential, but nobody actually knows the reality of that potential as well as like how it's going to work out. So the first one we're doing is my kids.
I was like, speaking of expectations from reality.
My kids are playing with their daddy right now. Let's talk about parenthood is our first one. Who, shocker. Yeah. All right, Britt, complete the sentence. Before I had kids, I swore I would never let my children blank. And now they do it daily.
Well, I mean, stupid things. I remember being like, oh, I will not let my kids wear like character clothes and character shoes. But I think we made it mostly through the character shoes, except for like cool Vans. But I know for the t-shirts, I gave up on that a long time ago. But
that's hilarious.
Behavior wise, before I had kids, I swore I never.
I mean, that's fine. That one still works.
Does that work? But they don't do it daily. Like we're kind of past that point. But, okay. You know. iPads. I think I can easily say with Anson, like child can be an iPad kid sometimes. And I think that was one where I was like, oh no, I'm going to be that mom where he's going to be outside and he's going to do all these fun things. And we're not going to have a problem with that, but we do.
I'm trying to think on mine. Cause when I wrote this, I was like, what really came to my mind was I swore like thinking how I wanted it. Like my kids would always have like the fresh foods and the like whole diet. And my son is throwing a tantrum every day about chocolate every day. And I'm actually like a pretty balanced parent. I didn't think like he would never get it. Right. I just thought like his diet would be a little bit more balanced. And with a 2-year-old, he lives off berries and sometimes chicken nuggies and chocolate. Like,
well, with the side of Dutch Bros hot chocolate and sprinkles.
Yeah, hot chocolate sprinkles. You know, like, so it's funny because the reality is, like, I still provide the whole meals that I always thought I would. It's not about the providing. It's about what actually goes in that kid's face is based off of agency and toddlerism. So, like
– right? Okay. I still have that with a 10-year-old toddler. I'm just saying.
Yeah.
Like, Anthony's diet is still – he'll surprise me and he's like, oh, I'm going to eat these, like – all organic almond crusted chicken nuggets and I'm gonna love them. But then the next day it's like I'm only eating like Eggos. I'm like, what the heck?
It's so funny. Like, because it goes off, and this is a thing, like all we can do is provide. And I see so many things on the internet and like nutritionists and all these things being like, that's really all you can do, right? Like, because at one point I was like, man, he's living off berries and that's pretty much it, you know. And Matt was freaking out, and finally I found a bunch of pediatricians, and my pediatrician is the best. We love her. Megan's the best.
Oh, she's the best.
But oh yeah, we love her. And she was like, he's getting nutrition, he's fine. And they like go up and down, you know. And I was like, okay, it's good. Like, okay, it doesn't matter. Yes. But that was something like very opposite, I think, of reality that I had in my head, which sounds silly, but it's there.
No, but it's what's so true. Something... I mean, do you remember the phase where I was making my kids homemade goldfish?
Yes.
Yeah, I'm just saying. Like, we have these little expectations, and the reality is like, I cannot make my children homemade goldfish. I'm sorry, I don't have time for that. Like,
yeah, that's the key here is it's time for that. What's one thing that you do daily or your kids do daily that is the opposite, like that you never thought your kids would do in a good way?
In a good way?
Do you want, like, because I had one in my head. Do you want me to go
for
first?
Your little people? Sure. Yeah.
Yeah. Like, mine is how much they live outside. I love it. And, like, when we moved to this house, we got turf instead. It was already installed in the backyard. best thing that my children could have ever had gifted to our family. Like, they live outside daily.
They love it.
They love outside. And I always loved outside. And it wasn't – I don't think it was a part of necessarily my, like, dream or expectation. But that's
become our – we just were outside all the time.
Yeah, but, like, it just wasn't like a – you know, like the one where you swore you never let your children do it and you think you have all these ideas. And like that one, I never like had it in my head, like my children are going to live outside. But like my husband, it's a huge priority for him. For me, it's a huge priority. And like my kids just vibe. They just, that's where they like chill out. So that's one that kind of surprised me. Yeah.
Yeah.
What do you got?
I think the one that I've got is like my kids are super community minded and I really love that. Like they're always like thinking about how they can be a part of something outside of our home or even outside of like our super tight knit neighborhood or something. Like they're always willing to go make new friends and just be a part of something. And I really love that. Like both of them do that in their different ways.
Yeah.
Anson joined choir this year and has loved choir. Like, but I love that they're willing to try new things and meet new people in that process. Like they see value in that. So
yes, I love that. Okay, so like going from thinking about like what we thought it would be, I'm really curious, like what did you think cool mom life looked like? Because like we had all these ideas kind of like growing up. What did you think? I always think of Mean Girls. I'm not one of those moms. I'm a cool mom.
I did not picture that.
I didn't either.
Like, I think aesthetically, I was talking to a girlfriend about this recently, actually. And I was like, aesthetically, I think I actually pictured like in the Santa Claus. Remember the mom that had like this cute little short hair? Like,
yes. Yeah. And her like soccer mom like clothes.
Yeah. Her like soccer mom with like her sweater and her like, baseball cap.
Yeah. And, like, and she always like pulled together with her makeup.
Yeah. I was like, oh, I'm going to look like that. I can't remember her name, but the Santa Claus mom.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay.
And so I was like, okay, I'm going to look like that. And then I think otherwise I just was like, oh, my kids are going to want to go with me all the time to all these different things. Like we're going to just like, I think it probably had some like, honestly, like a hippie vibe in my head. Like we'll spend time outside and we'll do picnics and everybody will be calm and we'll listen to the Beatles and I'll have this record collection going. And like,
when you say everyone will be calm, that just makes me giggle.
Like, I think, you know, and remember when I would buy all the like Montessori toys and I was like, oh, like they're gonna love these, but instead, you know, Anson was like 3 and yelling at me about Paw Patrol. So I was like, oh no, we're not gonna do that. We're gonna do this, and we're only gonna read the classics, and we're gonna snuggle every night before bed and like read these books. And
I think you had a lot more of an image than what I had. My headphones just fell out.
But like that was my expectation, and there are moments where it happens. There are moments, but that is not.
But I think it's so funny you had such a clear, because I was thinking about this and I was like, you know, honestly, I just liked the vibe of like a caring, cozy mom. Like that's what I thought a good mom was. Like our mom, like just pretty basic, you know, like we just like we do all the fun things, we go on hikes or we go to the farmers markets, like yeah, all that, but like just a cuddly, cozy mom, you know, like I think that's all I really had in my head.
But I think it's like, I think it's kind of telling at the same time, because like growing up, we were always, it was kind of interesting. I became a mom at a younger age than Taylor did. I think it was 23 when Adeline was born. And
yes.
But Taylor was always the one that wanted to be the mommy. And I was like, oh no, I don't want to be the mommy then. I'm going to like go work and do all these things. So I think my vision of like momhood was like stemming from a reality that I never even got to, if that makes sense. And yours was like super more realistic, because I think you have this like version of mommy life that was more aligned with mommy life. Like, but
yes. Well, I do think that's a really fascinating lineup that we have compared to each other. I became a mom at 29. No, I think I barely just turned 30, right, Britt? Was I 29 or 30? I think
you were 29.
I'm 32 now. I was 29. I was in that zone, right? Like I was pregnant when I was like 29 and then barely just turned 30, I think. So I was very established.
Yeah.
What? I was a very different. What? Oh, your favorite question.
Yeah.
He's pretty cute. But I think that's like, you can see a lot of differences going in the reality and the expectations. And I also worked with a lot of different, I've like specialized with teens for a long time, right? And I worked with children in therapy. I worked with parents all the time. Like I saw you being a mom. So like, I think I knew the reality a lot different than a lot of other people know going into it, which is a good gift and also kind of a scary gift, because when I got pregnant, I knew the weight of it. And like when I got a girl, I was like, I can do this.
Yeah.
Really, you remember that? And now she's like, me and her besties. That's my girl. Nobody messes with my girl. Oh, like,
but she's so cute.
She's my girl. Like, I love that girl. Love my son. Like, but I think that's a little different too, is the age zone and the experiences you have really do change, kind of like, they kind of eliminate some of these like thoughts that you have.
Yeah. Like, I didn't have time to kind of squash out my expectations, I guess, just yes. because it was like,
that's why yours are more fun than mine.
The what? Mm-hmm.
That's why yours are more fun than mine.
Oh, mine aren't necessarily more fun. Mine are probably just like
they're
more
funnier.
Yeah, like they're elaborate. Like it, like, what the hell did I think it was? Honestly, like, oh, I'm never going to pull this off. In my head, that's what I'm going to do. Mm-hmm.
It's yeah. pretty true. Okay, so kind of like the difference, the reality though. I was writing this question, I was giggling, and I knew this was going to be my life when I became a mom. I this is not like a reality versus expectation, but it is funny because I could see a person who wasn't ready for this day. I could see how they would have a hard time. But last week, my son just recently got toilet trained.
Oh my gosh, Taylor said some great stories.
Been rough, my friends. My son is usually a straight up chiller. Now he's El Diablo of twos. He is very angry that he has to pee half the time and remember to go to the bathroom. And the other day we were going to get Chackies with Pinkles and go through the car wash because I needed his sissy at the same time to do this specific thing for a medical thing. And it was easier if I just had her sit in a car seat contained, right? to achieve the goal of this medical need. And so I was like, we're going to strap her down. So she was chilling in her car seat. And they love, I picked an errand my kids love. They love the car wash. Don't ask me why. I don't know why. But they ask to go through it daily. They ask to go through it daily. I'm not kidding you.
It's a puppy video. Have you seen that one where it's the puppies going for the car wash, like the car wash rave?
Yes. It's so funny. That's like literally my kids. They like think it's like a highlight of their day. So we were going in. And we did the car wash and then he starts freaking out and I was like, going to get him his hot Chalkies with Pringles because that's like a mommy day. And then he freaks out. We're in line at Dutch and it was a longer line. And he's like, I have to pay. And then he would not let it go. And I'm like, we're in downtown Everett. Now for people who live in Washington and you know Everett, you know you don't get your kid out to pee in Everett, right? Like,
no.
It's like, we're good. We can wait to go back to a different town. Like we're downtown, by the way.
Downtown.
Like, other Everett, we're talking like downtown, you know?
Yeah.
And I was like, no, because I had two kids under two with me and I'm not going to take you out of so finally, I was like, fine, we'll go get a toilet. And I was going to take him to Trader Joe's, and he was just freaking out real hard. So, like, fine, we'll go to Starbucks on Broadway.
Trader Joe's.
You are your good 15, 20 minutes, right?
Yeah.
So maybe like 15. But so I was like, okay, fine. Starbucks is closer on Broadway, which is like maybe 5 minutes down the road. So we go to Starbucks. We get out. He wants to pee in the bushes. I'm like, dude, it's public. You can't pee in the bushes. So I take him to the bathroom. Mommy, it's tinky. It's like, oh my goodness, Lord. So then I was like, buddy, just pee. No. And my sissy, my daughter's in her car seat because I take her in because it's easier to contain her, right? And she's sitting there with a little Ariel doll and he tries to take her Ariel doll. I'm like, don't take your sissy's Ariel doll. So she's freaking out, trying to get him to sit. He wouldn't go to the bathroom, right? Like 2 minutes back and forth. If it's tinky, it's stinky. I'd not go. Fine. So we leave. I get him a cake pop because I was like, well, you know, like they don't want people using the bathroom without buying something. I'll get him a cake pop, whatever. He can have some, we're celiac, me and my daughter. So he can have some gluten, right? Mm-hmm. And that was my goal in his car seat. But then he freaks out at me. I wanted the cookie. I was like, no, you've got to be kidding me. So he freaks out about this cookie. I had already bought the cake pop. And I'm like, buddy, it's cake pop. Let's move on. Right. We walk out the door and he's freaking out. I still have to pay. I still have to pay. Oh my goodness. Okay. So like we're just standing there and I'm like, I'm losing my mind with this heavy car seat on my arm and him freaking out. And my daughter's just sitting there chilling, blowing bubbles out of her face and he's sobbing. And this guy on the phone is sitting there watching me. And I'm like, okay, we're going to go back in. And I told him, I was like, if we go back in, you have to actually do it, but you have to do it. So he goes back in, he makes the same complaint. It's stinky. And then I was like, you better be going, dude. So he finally does his thing and moves on from it. But then he runs back out and he's like, I want Chalkies and I want a cookie. And I'm like, oh my gosh, we just got a cookie or a cake pop, right? So I'm like, no, absolutely not. So he's standing there freaking out, throwing a tantrum in the middle of Starbucks. I lift him up, but I'm juggling a car seat and a bait and him, right? And he's like thrashing around
with the cake
pop. And then I walk out the door and this guy's watching me still by the door on his phone talking. this like man that doesn't understand the struggle of being a mom. And and my kid thrashes out, whacks his head, and starts just sobbing.
Oh.
This was a 10-minute saga. So at this point, I was like, mommy's done. Mommy's done. And I put him in the cars and like let us both cool off for like 2 minutes, and then it was fine. I call my mom and we just start laughing together. But it was like one of those moments where it's just like, this is the reality of parenthood. It's yes. not glamorous. It's running to find a toilet. It's dealing with emotions that they are allowed to have agency. They're allowed to have opinions, right? And they are not always going to go along with what the dialogue makes sense. Like it didn't make – he needed to pee. It didn't make any sense to not go and do the toilet, right? Like, but it does in his head. And I still have to honor and respect that without crushing it, but still trying to guide. It's this very difficult combo.
Yeah. You're like, I don't want to crush you, but like, dude, chill.
Literally. And you don't want to like make him like, it's a hard balance to as a parent, right? Because you're trying to show them that their emotions are safe and it's fine to have emotions. But at the same time, it's frustrating.
Yeah.
Because you're and sitting there dealing with multiple dynamics.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And you're like, you're not wrong. You're yeah. not wrong. This is not the greatest bathroom. It's Broadway Starbucks. Like, you're not wrong.
But it's like, your best option in Everett.
Literally. And he doesn't. But like in my head, I'm like, your little brain can understand that. But there's so many moments as parents with different stages. Teens, oh. I get this all the times. Like, you know, I had a teen come in the other day and like there was an issue and like he was older. And the parent was like, please help him understand this. And it was like a big thing for his life. It was a medical issue. Right. And I finally was like telling him from a different viewpoint. And he was like, oh, that makes more sense. And I was like, thank you. I've been trying for 3 years or whatever, you know? And I was like,
yes,
it's okay. I understand. But like, that's what we're going up against sometimes is either like trying to get them to understand something or trying to like come in a different angle or just the fact that you're their parent. They don't listen to you. It's yes. hard.
We yeah. had one of those just the other day, like where, so Adeline is 14 and she dances a lot. And so like her knee and her hip bother her. She's been dancing since she was what, like 3? I mean, of course she's going to mm-hmm. have some aches and pains.
And she has some like weird like knee thing, right?
Yeah. Well, I think it comes from her yeah. hip for we've decided yeah. now. But so I've told her for like, she wanted to try out for the high school dance team. And I was like, girl, if you're going to do this, like you need to do your stretches. Like you got to do your PT stretches. And she's like, yeah, 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 whatever. And I had been like trying to like, you know, give her this without like telling her what to do. Cause I'm like, if you want to dance, this is going to be like, you have to do this. So like if then, and you know, blah, 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 crap. And she was just blowing me off and super frustrated, super emotional. We go to PT with a new PT and it's a friend of ours, like their dad. And she was like, you know, he tells her, he's like, Adeline, as long as you're dancing at this level, you well need to do your stretches every day. Like if you're dancing at this level, it has to happen. And I was like, are you kidding me? Like I've been telling you this for months. And so since then she has done it every day. And I think this is just such a perfect example of like, we've done all the pieces, right? Like my expectation is I have great communication with my kids. Like we have a really clear dialogue. I'm super supportive. I go to all of their things. Even if it's not something I'm super excited about, I'm still there. I still show up, right? Like, but the reality is sometimes it's just going to be chaos and we can't yeah. change that.
I think it's interesting too, because I actually did come with this expectation of like, I'm a therapist. I can regulate myself. I know how to regulate myself, right?
Yeah.
My kids though. Definitely stretched me to points where I'm like, I know that I can no longer regulate. And it's not so much about that expectation of regulation. It's more about what do I choose to do with my behaviors after that I've learned. It's a humility thing, right? There are multiple moments. Like that day I called my husband, I was like, Mattin, and I was like almost crying. And I was like, this is so hard today. And he's like, what do you need? Right. And luckily my husband had the time and it was in his like schedule that day to actually like go and help me. And like take the kids for 30 minutes while I didn't air and that needed to happen or 40 minutes. And it was amazing. It was literally amazing, you know, and like it was, but that's where like as a mom, I had to learn a lot of humility and a lot of like, just because you can doesn't mean you should. Just because you can emotionally regulate doesn't mean you always have to, right? Yeah. Or that you shouldn't ask for help or that you should carry the load all the time. And like that's where, that's an expectation I've really had to work on. So I think sometimes too, it's just like, the reality hits and you're realizing this is the materials that we have to work with. How do I make it change so it actually does better for our family than just me pushing through?
Yeah, I think that's such a good reminder. And like just knowing when you need to take that break, like as moms, we do have a lot. And I think that we have that expectation on ourselves and mm-hmm. that society's kind of projected onto us, whole nother rant. Mm-hmm. But like, mm-hmm. we're not allowed to feel these feelings sometimes. Mm-hmm. And it's like been interesting in the last little over a year, I've been a stepmom, and that's brought out a whole new set of feelings for me. And I'm mm-hmm. like, it's hard to step back sometimes and be like, no, like I'm still a human. Like, yes. even though I'm a mother and a stepmom, like yes. these well elicit feelings, like, and that is a reality. Like you
and
do
it's have, okay to have that. Yeah. It's yeah. okay to have that, like that overload feeling or that, like, you know, like we are not robots. We are not magically, like they don't come out with like little, you know, manuals. It's a hot mess. And like I tell all my clients is sometimes we're just throwing stuff at a wall and seeing what sticks, right? Like yeah. with my 2-year-old, some days it really is like throwing stuff at the wall and seeing what sticks. Or my daughter, when she was really sick for a while and had her celiac stuff, like I was surviving off of tea. I was surviving off caffeine, guys. Like, you know, like, and that's where like sometimes the lack of glamour or sometimes the reality is like you're scraping by. And that's okay as long as that's not always, right? If that's a moment. But if you're doing it always, then you need other supports. But it's chaotic and it's not as pulled together as you think it's going to be. Or like preschool. We do preschool half the time and that goes a hot mess too.
Yeah, because you can't just stay in survival mode forever. Like you've got to come out of that at some point. But so realizing what you need yeah. to get out of that is part of the cycle, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Reality versus expectation is just, it's really funny when you pause and look at it. Okay. So funny question. What's one observation you've made about your sister, about how your sister parents versus how you thought she would parent when you guys were teens? Oh. Now, guys, we are 5 years apart. So like some of the, like Brittany's analysis of me will be like more when she's a young adult because we're 5 years apart. So I was 15 and she was 20. Just a heads up there.
I don't know. Like, I don't know if I have a funny one though, because like you were always the one that was doing the doll's hair when we were like younger. So that wasn't when you were a teen, but you were just like, I mean, I had Ada when you were a freshman 18. In college. Yeah. I just so like 18, yeah. you were always like a little mommy for Adeline. Like, I mean, Adeline yeah. considers you as, she's always called you Auntie Mommy Sisser. Like, it's like, I
feel like I'm kind of boring on this one, guys, because like, I really do feel like, and I don't feel like many people have this, but I feel like being a mom was my calling in life. Like, I always just want to be a mom. I didn't yeah. really want a career. Which I wanted to be a mom.
Yeah.
Yeah. And you were complete opposite. That's the funny part, because you were complete opposite. Like, so like as a teen versus I did not expect you to be such a little homemaker. Like you would do all these crafts and stuff and like you would be like, I'm gonna make this, I'm gonna like sew this or do this project, and I was just like, what the heck is happening? Because like the sister I grew up with was always like this type. My sister's type A, right? Like you are to a T. I think I'm like B or C, I don't know what I am, but you were like yeah. And like Matt's always asked, because it's true, I'm not type A at all. And you are. So like yeah. for you to go and then be type A on like homemaking Martha Stewart. Like I remember calling you Martha Stewart a few times.
Hey, whatever I do, I go 100%. You know this.
I do. But it was very opposite of the person I grew up with, right? Like okay. where I thought you were going to like live in New York. Like you just were always like, I would live in a city and like have a career. Oh, yeah. Well, and then the goal I'll have kids when I'm like 40.
And then San Francisco.
That's it. Like, you know, and then like, you know, she'd have kids like at 40 or something. And then we ended up just being opposite in every way that we thought. But
I was literally telling James like yesterday.
That's so funny. Yeah, I don't feel like I had anything really crazy. I just was like, my daughter, though, is like me, I think. Our mom got her these cute, like, stroller and, like, little baby doll pouches. Oh, yeah, you got her the stroller. But mom, like, got him these baby doll pouches. Sorry, she got Banks a stroller. Because we need two of everything because I have two kids under two that fight. But so – they're going around the other day and my daughter, it was hilarious to see the difference between the two of them parenting, right? My son, sweet daddy, but play guy. He like straps his baby to his back. He's like, we got to go get hot chuckies. And he's like, we got to go to the airport. And he's like pushing his babies around and just like running, right? And my daughter straps her baby to her, gives her this, we call it her lovey, this like blanket that she has that she like always carries around with her. puts a lovey on her daughter, and then she takes her baba and starts feeding her baby her baba and like petting her face. Aww. And just going around like just carrying her baby on her. Her baby's like, as big as her.
Like, we'll give a kiss afterwards. Like, she's very like, you could tell that she learned from her mommy, and that's
thank you.
It's super sweet. Like,
she has a mommy instinct. She's only
a year old. Like,
yeah. Yeah. But it was funny because my husband was like, the Taylor, like, is this innate? And I'm like, yeah, I think this is her personality. I think like she is just a nurturer, you know, because you could see it was definitely very innate in her. And he was just cracking up. He's like, she's just his little mommy. Like, but I think that's what I was too.
That was you. Yeah.
Yeah.
Our dolls, it was always, I was always the one that was like, oh, they've got to have the perfect outfit. And like, let me decorate their bedroom. And like, it was super type A play. And you were just over there kissing your dolls and doing their hair. And I was like, I don't know how to braid their hair because I just hire my sister to do it. And that's literally
so funny though, because I'm laughing because I'm like, this is us as mommy.
I know.
Because I'm the one that's over there like, come snuggle. And like, you are snuggler too and stuff. But like, I'm more focused on the like, you know, like the day-to-day kisses, smooches, whatever. And you were like, what's your bedroom look like? How do you look? Like, I never had the expectation, don't wear character at clothes. I could care less. I remember when you asked me if you could get him a Buzz Lightyear jacket. And I was like, sure, he likes it. I don't care.
Well, and in my mind, I'm like, oh, this is kind of like, I would have never let that happen. But then I had to relax on it. And, you know, like.
Yeah. And in my mind, I was like, if he likes it, go for it.
Okay. Well, and okay. There is one funny observation about you as a parent, I guess, is, and I think because in my own head, I was like, you can't let your kid be in pajamas outside of bedtime. And then like Taylor's kids, like Ray sends, she says this picture the other day and Ray's like at the farmer's market in her little footsie pajamas with like cheetah print shoes on and a baseball cap. And she looks so cute.
Okay. Actually, that may be one of my expectations versus reality. I thought I would always have really cutely dressed kids. Like whether it was character clothes or not, I thought they'd always be really cute. And I've just learned as a mom, it's not worth my fight. Like, for my husband too, like for us, it's just why fight it when she's happy, you know? And like she picked out that whole outfit and I was dying. She came down the stairs with cheetah flats on and then she wanted that hat on. I was like, and I literally had to check myself and be like, it doesn't matter. She's happy. It doesn't matter.
And
you know, like
great at the farmer's market.
She did. She totally was happy with her life and her look. And she had the best time at the farmer's market. And that's all that mattered. Not what the clothes were. And like my son lately has gone to the store and like a chicken pajama top shirt with Grinch pants and rain boots and a baseball hat. And I was laughing to my husband. I was like, babe, he has the cutest clothes. Like I dress my kids like little beach babies. Oh, yeah. Cutest clothes, and he goes out of the house looking like that at Costco. But like,
but he was so happy in his little chicken shirt and his Grinch pants. Like,
He was so happy. So I'm like, you know what? That matters to me more than anything else. So,
And I guess it ties us into kind of like at the end of all this, Taylor. Like, what's the big win, right? Like, what's one reality of parenthood that's been way better than the expectation?
Love. The love of my babies, the purity of that moment. Like when my husband and I were laughing last night because we have the cutest stage and my daughter comes up to me and she pats my shoulder and she'll rub me like when she gets me. So she reaches out for me and like moves her little fingers and grabs like that when she sees me. And then when I pick her up, she'll pat me and like rub on me. And it's the sweetest thing. And lately she like has started this thing where she'll grab my face and she'll rub my face too. Just like, I got you. And like making sure that she got me kind of thing and like touch me and love me. And I think that's been my favorite part is when I have my babies on me and just loving me.
I love that. Like, and she's just such a little love. It's even better than what you could have imagined.
Really sweet. Yeah. Oh yeah. Way better. I love, 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 love being a mom. Like anybody asks, it's my favorite thing I've ever done.
I love that.
It's so cute. What about for you?
And I actually really love being a mom too. Like, I know that we kind of joked about like, that wasn't like my.
Yeah, we do joke.
But like, I adore my children. And I think for me, another interesting thing in the last couple of years, like with the divorce and like splitting schedules and all this is I love that I'm the one that gets to know all of their like routines and their habits. And like, they come to me and like just the trust that they have for me. Like, I think it just is such like it's changed our bond in some ways past like, I'm not just a caretaker, but like they're choosing to like, I get to be part of their life. And I really love that. And that might sound odd, I guess, especially for people that aren't like in a weird divorce situation. Right. But like just being the one that shows up for your kids and all the things gets to take them. Like, it feels like such a privilege to get to like be the mom that does the dance calendar and be the mom that gets to go and like you know, mm-hmm. go to little choir things and like see their mm-hmm. creations at school when Anson brings out this giant cardboard airport. Like, I'm just grateful for those moments, like that I get to have that. So
his little run into school.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. He does this little run. He's 10, and but he's still tiny, and he's got this big old like Nike backpack, and he runs into school with like his little Jordans on, and it cracks me up every time.
It's like bopping around.
Yeah, but I love that. Like, I love that I just get to be there for my kids. I think it was something that I kind of took for granted before, where I'm like, oh my gosh, like I have to do all these things, I have to do all these things. And yeah, I still feel that way because I am still not single mom, but like at the same time, like doing all the things for my kids, right? They're my kids. Mm-hmm. But I get to be that parent, and that's really special. So
I love that. If you guys need help with some of your parenting stuff, we do have a new parenting workshop that just released. I think like a week ago we put it out. We're running campaign support and stuff. So it's on our website. If you want to find it, you can find it through our Instagram as well as my website, Facebook. It's all over the place. It's helping raising anxious children, like teens, kids. It helps with all of that. And it talks a lot about like reality and how to apply some of these techniques we're talking about. Like when we were talking about emotions and regulation, it's all in there. So if you guys feel like you need some help with parenthood, we got you.
Yes. And I think you have a promo code going on it, right? Through beginning.
Yeah, we have a promo code, special $10 off through June 7th. So.
Okay. Awesome. Yeah, there's some really good just reminders in there about, yeah, helping like regulate your own anxiety too as a parent so you can.
Yeah.
Do that.
It's a pretty total one. It covers what anxiety is, how to navigate it with your kids, where it's coming from, what's overstimulated and more, and then actual tangible takeaways that you can take home the day you watch it and apply it to your life. So it gives tons of examples, tons of ways to use it and implement it. And definitely, you know, I did like a few different rounds of teaching this to different people in different groups, and I then just recorded it after, and it definitely had a good response. So if you need stuff, it has information people seem like they really needed. So check it out.
I love that. Such a great resource. So, well, thank you, friends. Catch us next week, and we're going to talk about adulthood.
Yay.
Woohoo.
All right. Bye.
Bye.